support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Nashville, Tennessee. Please come along and join us for a conversation with Becky Magura, CEO of PBS Nashville.
How about that?
I know, I love it. And you're most recently from Cookeville, Tennessee.
I know, Tom.
And you were the ruler of PBS Cookeville.
Yeah, you know, I'm a native Tennessean, mm-hmm. So it is really nice to not be far from home. And while Cookeville was always my home, Nashville was always my city.
Mm-hmm.
And so being a part of Nashville Public Television is just really a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And I feel at home.
Mm-hmm. Before we focus on Nashville, you got me thinking about something. How many places are within 40 or 50 miles of Nashville?
Wow.
Different worlds.
Yes.
Columbia, I mean, a bazillion places.
Well, there's so many places. You know, when you think about Middle Tennessee, and I've said this to lots of my friends that work in public television all across the country, is it's just one of the best places to be because you literally are, you know, 3.5-4 hours from Lexington, and the same from Atlanta, and the same from Asheville. And you can be across the state in a matter of 8 hours, really.
Right.
It's a long state.
Yeah. The reason that the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the number one visited national park in America is because
you're so centrally located to the rest of the country.
I think somebody said, like, 70% of America's in one day drive of you guys.
Well, and you know, we're surrounded. Tennessee is bordered by 8 states. And so when you think about, you're just talking about 50 miles radius of Nashville. Mm-hmm. My goodness, you've got a million different places you can go in Kentucky and Alabama. And I just love it. I love this area. And I love Nashville. It's really growing. You know, there's that dichotomy of old Nashville and new Nashville. I can remember because I grew up in Cookeville, and my grandmother owned a flower shop, and she was quite the entrepreneur. And she would bring me to Nashville to buy an Easter dress. And when we would do that, we'd get to go eat out downtown at Kane Sloan or Harvey's. People remember those iconic, you know, department stores. And Harvey's had a carousel at the top of the store.
Did you dress up?
Oh, yeah. Right. We dressed up. And then I always got to, you know, buy an Easter dress and go out to eat with my grandmother and my mom.
White gloves?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I was, you know, you wouldn't know it now. I'm kind of a tomboy girl. But then, yeah, I had the little pink bow in my hair, and little fancy dress, patent leather shoes, the whole gig.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, talk to us about Nashville today and how it dovetails with your new world.
You know, I am excited to be in this city because it is a vibrant city. And as you witnessed, my goodness, the changes are everywhere. And there are a lot of new people coming into Nashville. They're coming, you know, they're coming from California, New York, and all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering about that. I'm wondering, why are they coming?
Why are they?
Well, you'll hear things like, well, there's no state income tax. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear things about, it's such a cool city, and it is a cool city, and it's there's an emerging food scene and film scene, and of course, music. My goodness, it's not just country music. While country music is king here, I just went to the jazz workshop, and some of the most iconic jazz players live in Nashville. And so I keep thinking, what, though, is the character of Nashville that gets people to want to move, also that keeps people here, people who have been here for generations? And how do we bridge that? As the CEO of Nashville Public Television, one of the things I want to do is have that dialogue between old Nashville and new Nashville, mm-hmm. and find that convening bridge, be that sort of connective tissue, you know, for all people in Nashville.
Well, I think so far, anyway, there still is a small town friendly character here that's palpable.
Yeah.
I mean, I flew into Nashville in the winter in a pretty empty airport, and I'm asking the guy out front, some kid sitting on a bench, you know, where you get the Uber, and we start talking, and I start to walk away, and his ride drives up. He says, "Have you already booked your Uber? We'll bring you into town. Come hop in with us."
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that...
It just doesn't happen,
that doesn't,
does it?
Exactly.
No, and I think you're right. And I think that's a real Tennessee quality. I think Nashville is sort of the epitome of that. But I think if you drive across this state, you're going to find people who genuinely care, mm-hmm. who really believe in being neighborly, who are so proud of the area we live in. They want you to experience it. I bet you've seen that,
oh, yeah.
right? Like tonight, when I was talking to you, I was like, "Hey, have you been here? Have you been to the Station Inn? And have you been?" And I want to just show you all those places that I love about Nashville.
Yeah, and that's, you could talk about anywhere in the state, and that's that same
right.
dynamic. Yeah.
That is. Yeah. And you know, Tennessee is an interesting state for public television, in that we're surrounded by state networks, but Tennessee has 6 individual PBS stations. They're all community licensees. We can work together as a state. Mm-hmm. We're interconnected as a state. So we cover the legislative coverage and the governor's state of the state. And we've done a number of projects. We have content that we share, that we all produce and we share. But at the same time, we're very reflective of the community we serve. You know, I came from a more rural area, just 80 miles down the road.
Mm-hmm. I remember you have rabbit ear antenna people.
We do have rabbit ear antenna people. And actually, even those outdoor antennas, I can get out there and show them how to turn the pole and get it to point in the right direction for the transmitter. Nashville's a little different. You know, we have a lot of people who watch us on a stream because we're streaming our main channel. A lot of people are very well cable connected and satellite connected. And we still have antenna viewers, mm-hmm. just not quite the same as in more rural parts of our state.
I seem to remember it's like 30%.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. You've got a good memory. And we have some people that we're the only station, you know, mm-hmm. WCTE was the only station.
Right.
Well, here, we may be the only station they want to watch, but it's not going to be the only station they can,
yeah.
right? So it is. It's a different place.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it, and I love the team. I have, you know, a wonderful team to work with. We have a really supportive board, and I'm loving it. And a facility that's amazing. Nashville Public Television has one of the most beautiful studios.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 studios. I didn't have that at WCTE, but it's, you know, we were able to do really great content by taking it on the road.
And how does your community engagement work? Have a physical presence?
Here
yeah.
in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've not been here very long, mm-hmm. and COVID has impacted that a lot.
Well, let's go perfect world going forward.
Yes.
How would you best like...
How would I like to see community engagement?
Yes.
Well, I would love to see Nashville Public Television sort of be that hub of community connectivity. First of all, I think we're going to be better together, so I would love to work with Nashville Public Radio and WMOT as Roots Radio. We've got amazing universities around with Vanderbilt and Lipscomb and Belmont and TSU and all of the universities here that we could work with closely and provide a lot of new content. I'm really excited to find out all the new content providers and creators in our town on all those digital platforms, mm-hmm. people who are doing some long-form documentaries but also short-form, and give them a pathway to PBS and to American Public Television and the World Channel, Create Channel. There are so many avenues that MPT has the connectivity and the ability to get that content out there. And I want people to see us mm-hmm. as being that connector.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And you know, not just for content creators, mm-hmm. but also for the general public.
Well, I was going to say for the viewer and the listener.
Yeah, for the viewer,
yeah.
for people who are living in communities that maybe they want us to know what is special about their community. Mm-hmm. I want us to be able to capture that and share that.
Because it really is part of the premise, being community.
Yes.
Community
yes.
television. Yeah.
And we have a great community engagement. Rosemary does a great job, and we're doing a lot, but we're still doing a lot virtually. Mm-hmm. And I know we're all longing for the day where we can do those screenings in person, and we can have events in person. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about, we have a beautiful campus, a beautiful public television campus in the Wedgwood, Houston area. We're talking about being able to open up that space and have people come and be on the lawn mm-hmm. and really engage with us.
I love it.
Yeah.
Becky McGura, only because I got to go to the airport.
I know, man.
You're going to say au revoir and adios.
Well, you'll just have to come back.
Oh, no, it's a plan.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like I said, I think I've spent a month here already this year.
Well, so. You know, we're so fortunate to have you, and thank you for sharing those Tennessee stories.
It's my pleasure. It's a delight.
Well, yeah. I love it. I love it. And you come back, I'm going to find all kinds of places for us to go.
Cool. I'm ready. Becky McGura, CEO of PBS Television in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. We'll see you here in Tennessee.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolfe, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust preservation initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.